earth, and sky.
One of the sort of tenets of green building is sparing resources, not using so much lumber, not using so much concrete, not using so many natural resources in the construction of a house.
You're listening to Fernando Pages, president of Brighton Construction in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Of course, when you use less to build a house, it also costs less. If you use less lumber, you don't have to buy it. So affordable and green go together.
Pages builds low-cost green homes designed to be affordable in themselves without the need for government subsidies. Making that work, he said, takes intelligent design and fastidious quality control, from the nails to 2x4s to shingles.
And so we really value engineer or study every single facet of the home construction to see where and how we can deliver a very high-quality product, energy efficient, durable, with, if possible, zero warranty calls, and at the same time at the very, 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 very best price.
Pages said the green building concept has caught on very quickly, though builders are still learning about how best to use the new green materials.
I think you're going to see a very different construction industry 10, 15 years from now than you have now. There'll be a lot more sophistication, and it requires that the green building is really advanced building. It really is high-performance building.
Here's more at our website. I'm Jorge Salazar for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.